As the opioid crisis continues in Pennsylvania, lawmakers are looking for ways to slow the overdose rate. Among the roughly 20 bills currently under consideration in the Pennsylvania General Assembly, one would create a process to allow individuals to have a loved one involuntarily committed to a treatment program. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newbar reports the bill might create more questions than it answers.
At the age of 13, Alex Hoffman was already using alcohol and marijuana. By 14, he was on juvenile probation.
Now, with juvenile probation, of course, comes drug tests and all that stuff. Wouldn't stop smoking weed, kept drinking, so I kept failing a drug test. And that led to my first time involuntarily going into juvenile rehab.
It was not his last involuntary commitment. He bounced in and out of programs and jails for years. One time, he was even dropped off at a juvenile facility by his parents on his 16th birthday.
A lot of frustration, a lot of tears, a lot of anger. You know, one day it would be, you know, and this is rare, but my dad giving me $20 just so I don't steal anything out of the house, you know, and then my mom yelling at him. And then the next time my mom's giving me $20 so I don't steal anything out of my house. And then my dad's fighting. So I was tearing the family apart. And I have a little brother and a little sister.
And when he turned 18, it became even more frustrating for Hoffman's parents because they no longer had any legal control over him. State Senator Jay Costa of Forest Hills says he has heard from families in similar situations, and he's drafted legislation that he hopes will help.
Essentially, what our legislation does, it provides hope to families that have expressed their helplessness in the sense that when they want to try to help a loved one who's dealing with an addiction, that they really have no means or mechanism to be able to get them the treatment that they believe that that person needs. This provides a process to allow them to petition through the Mental Health Procedures Act to the county administrator the opportunity to have an examination, a hearing, and allow a medical professional to determine whether or not somebody needs treatment and the degree of treatment and the length of stay and the like.
It only takes a few seconds to describe the bill, but much longer to fully explore its impact. First, there are the constitutional questions.
Frankly, it raises a red flag for us.
Andy Hoover is a spokesperson for the ACLU of Pennsylvania.
It is a form of detention. It's exactly what it says. It's an involuntary commitment. And so if the government wants to do that, the bar for doing it is really high.
Currently, the so-called 302 code allows for a commitment to a mental health facility if someone is in danger to themselves or others. But drug addiction is not covered by the law. The ACLU is also concerned about some of the vagaries when it comes to the definition of addiction, imminent danger, and the length of confinement.
So effectively, someone could be in inpatient treatment indefinitely, and if someone doesn't follow that order, it's considered contempt of court, and that can lead to fines and even jail time.
Costa counters that judges and county administrators are involved at every step, and once a recommended course of treatment has been completed, individuals would be free to go unless a doctor prescribes further treatment. But that brings more questions. Peter Luongo is the executive director of the Pittsburgh-based Institute for Research, Education, and Training in Addictions. He wonders who will be doing the evaluations.
Is it a physician that is a specialist in addiction medicine? Are they going to have a full range of options ahead of them? Are they going to use the standard placement criteria?
The proposed law simply requires that, quote, the physician must be authorized to practice medicine and surgery or osteopathic medicine and surgery in the state.
I think there's a lot of issues here, well-intended, but very difficult, very, very difficult to implement something like this and get the desired effect.
But Costa says there needs to be a starting point.
We're past the point now where I think we can just say dismiss it out of hand because of some of the concerns that have been raised. It's a crisis. It's an epidemic proportions here in Pennsylvania, and we should talk about it. And if folks don't agree with me or think that it's not appropriate, you know, they'll tell me that by not passing the legislation.
Costa says this might not be the right path for every family, but it would be a useful tool for some. Luongo is not so sure that it would be such a great tool.
The truth is our treatments really require people to be interactive. You know, we do things with people. We don't do things to people.
A common maxim in the addiction and treatment community is that unless the user is ready to quit, no amount of treatment will help. However, much of what Josh McClure does professionally is find ways to get people not quite ready for treatment into programs that will help. He's an interventionist at Cranberry Psychological Center. He admits that there is a high failure rate when individuals don't want to get clean but are forced into treatment. However, he says when the family is involved and they show real emotion other than anger, it can work.
the loved one sees the pain that's going on, and they can't, you know, they're not going to get defensive or angry with their loved ones whenever they're crying and telling them how much they love them. And it helps them break through some of that denial.
McClure is also concerned that it might be hard to find doctors willing to go into court and accept the liability of making the diagnosis and setting out a course of treatment. And then there's the question of where.
What you're looking at is, you know, more hospital-based, that are lockdown units. And I don't know how many beds there are. I don't think there's nearly enough. That's the scary part.
The law would require that the person asking for the loved one to be involuntarily committed to treatment put up a bond to prove they can pay for that treatment. McClure worries that will prevent lower-income individuals from being able to use the option.
Whenever somebody's court-ordered, some insurance companies will not pay for treatment.
UPMC, Highmark, and Aetna, which cover the majority of southwestern Pennsylvania residents, all say they would cover such treatments if they are medically indicated and not covered by other means. The measure has been assigned to the Judiciary Committee. Senator Jay Costa says he looks forward to holding hearings on the bill.
We have to have a conversation about this, and that's what this is designed to do. So having folks come to, you know, testify at a roundtable or a hearing and say, this is why it may work, this is why it may not work, and here's some of the other problems that you have to deal with, or these are the benefits, and take it from there.
No hearing dates have yet been set. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.